Welcome to this podcast about Queets River and Olympic National Park in Washington State. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Queets River flows approximately 53 miles, mostly through Olympic National Park, to the Pacific Ocean, about 47 miles northwest of Aberdeen and 5 miles south of Kalay Lock, Washington. The river originates from a group of cirque basins at an elevation of about 5,000 feet and drains a watershed of 130,559 acres on the southern flank of the Olympic Mountains. It has tributaries from the Humes Glacier to the north and the Queets Glacier to the south. The last 4 miles of the river are within the Quinault Reservation, with the village of Queets situated about 1 mile upstream from the ocean. According to the oral tradition of the Quinault Nation, which includes the Queets people, the name of the river originates from the legend of Quate, the Changer, or the Great Spirit and Transformer. Quate came to the mouth of the Queets River and, after fording its cold waters, rubbed his legs to restore circulation. Small rolls of dirt formed under his hands, which he then threw into the water. From them emerged a man and a woman, who became the ancestors of the Queets people. Quate told them they would remain by the river and be known as Kowitsku, referencing the dirt from which their skin was made. The name Queets is derived from the Kwaitso tribe and first appeared on the Surveyor General's map of the Washington Territory. The Queets River is notable for being a relatively large river flowing through a low-gradient, heavily forested valley where logging is prohibited. Located on the western side of the Olympic Mountains, the surrounding forests are part of a national park and have one of the highest biomass production rates per unit area in North America. In winter, river discharge rates can be very high, leading to frequent log jams and the formation of new channels. The river is not cleared of woody debris, making it one of the few large North American rivers where significant log jams are common. This natural state creates an ideal fish habitat, which has provided a food source for indigenous peoples for thousands of years. Historically, Coast Salish villages depended on annual runs of Pacific salmon and steelhead. Chinook salmon runs occurred from March to December, with the largest numbers in early autumn. Coho runs began in early autumn and continued past the start of the year. They were followed by steelhead runs, which peaked in midwinter and lasted until spring. Steelhead were invaluable during the months when most other foods were scarce, supplying nearly half of coastal villages' total annual salmonid food intake. Each watershed was owned and managed by a single patrilocal village. Individual households owned independent stretches of river, often marked with wooden or stone family crests. Proprietary river fishing gave downstream grounds some advantage, and these were usually reserved for high-ranking households. Salmon, steelhead, and other fisheries in Washington state are now managed cooperatively through a unique government-to-government relationship. Native American nations, such as the Quinault, were granted fishing rights by treaties signed with the federal government in the 1850s. In these treaties, tribal nations agreed to allow the peaceful settlement of much of Western Washington by European-American pioneers, providing the land for this purpose in exchange for their continued rights to fish, gather shellfish, hunt, and exercise other sovereign rights. In 1974, a federal court case decided by U.S. District Court Judge George Bolt reaffirmed the treaty rights of tribes to harvest salmon, steelhead, and other fish species. It established them as co-managers of Washington fisheries. Today, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife and various tribes collaborate to conserve and sustainably manage fish populations. This partnership aims to provide opportunities for recreational, commercial, ceremonial, and subsistence fisheries. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.